Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, January 4th. The Colorado Legislature will open its 71st session on January 10th. Capitol Coverage interviewed lawmakers on the eve of opening day. In yesterday's interview, we heard from Speaker of the House Crisanta Duran. In today's second interview, State House reporter Benta Berkland talks with House Minority Leader Patrick Neville about his legislative priorities and how the House and Senate leaders plan to address sexual harassment allegations at the state capitol.
Going into this session, what are some of the big themes you're hoping to tackle?
The everyday aspects of Coloradans' life to try to keep Colorado a great place, an attractive place for people to live. And one of the major things that we have an issue here facing Colorado is overall affordability. Affordability, whether it's housing, whether it's cars, whether it's just the ability to actually afford to live here on a decent salary. And I can look at quite a few things that the government does that we can change that will make it better and more affordable for Colorado citizens. And we need to focus on those and do control the things that we can control to make it better for the citizens.
I know it's a top priority for the governor and others as well, especially affordable housing. What can be done there? And do you think there will be some common ground with Democrats, or do you guys have pretty different approaches on how to tackle that?
You know, I haven't heard any specific plans from them, but I will say that anything that gets subsidized does not end up being more affordable for the average citizen. So when I say affordability, I'm not talking about subsidizing anything, which I hope that's not their plan, but I have heard rumors of that. When we talk of affordability of housing, we did make a huge step last year with the construction litigation. I think we're going to have to wait to see for that to play out on housing, but I think we can do other things to help business in general in Colorado, whether it's regulatory reform and reducing the amount of regulations that businesses that have to go. And these people build these houses, have to comply with all these different regulations, and that's very burdensome. So if we can do things to ease the impact of that, all of those costs will eventually be transferred to the consumer. We also need to take a good look at all of our taxing policies, too, and make sure that we are doing effective things. Because when we do this, when we tax a business, all of those taxes, all of those fees that we put on people end up going to the ordinary average day citizen.
A disagreement last year on transportation funding, we did end up passing a pretty wide-ranging bill that deals with that. Doesn't solve the whole problem, but do you think transportation funding is going to be a big topic this session, or do you think, given what happened last year, it might not be as much of a focus?
This year, again, we are going to have far more money than we had last year, just like we did the previous year. And what we're seeing right now is a refusal from any of my friends and colleagues on the other side of the aisle to actually take a look at the money that we already have, which again is going to be the largest amount of money we've ever had in Colorado, and actually put it towards what we're all saying is our number one priority, which is roads. And if we can't actually get down and prioritize to do it this year, when we've had more money than we've ever had, then I don't know when we're going to be able to do that.
How about reforming public pensions?
Part of the reason Colorado's economy is doing so well is because people want to come here. Businesses want to come here and move their businesses here. If they look at a state that's got a very large liability, an unfunded liability on them, they're worried down the road they might end up in a similar situation as Illinois, where we see all sorts of businesses leaving Illinois because their pension system bankrupted them. So it's a major concern, and I'm hearing it. It's not just political talk. I'm hearing this from business leaders in the state. It's a major concern for them, and I think this is a good year we need to start addressing it.
How optimistic are you that much can be accomplished this session when we have a big election year coming up? How does that change things?
You know, there's always all sorts of talk, but I think we actually do get along, and we have great agreement on quite a bit of issues. If you look at typically every year, about 80% of all bills pass. I think that here in Colorado, we, for the most part, other than the budget, we don't really do Washington-style politics. The budget, we still have a major issue with that being very like Washington-style politics. And I think that's one of the things that we are actually, the House Republicans are going to try to take the lead on and really try to change how we budget the, or how we formulate the budget and how we spend the state's money, which is the most important thing we do down here, but we spend very little time on it.
And we've had recent reports, allegations of sexual harassment. There may be more to come. How does that factor into the session?
Well, we've already met and we've discussed having a process change, whether it's we can bring in someone who can almost act as a human resources personnel, or whether it's actually just getting advice from other folks. But it is, I will say this, that it's a very difficult issue because we can't just adopt any sort of business type policy, because us as legislators, we all have, we're a different type of organization where there's 100 of us that all meet, and we all have different bosses because we all respond to our constituents of our district. Those are our bosses. But I'm looking at the current policies in place, I think there is room for improvement, and we're, of course, going to look at that. And I think at the end of the day, we just all need to make sure that we're adults and first and foremost be accountable to ourselves.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
That was House Minority Leader Patrick Neville. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
Colorado is making progress in reducing the number of teen pregnancies and abortions. Eric Galatis has the story.
Colorado's teen birth and abortion rates continue to drop thanks to a state family planning program. According to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, the initiative saved taxpayers almost $70 million between 2009 and 2015. Karen Middleton with NARAL Pro-Choice Colorado notes that during that time span, teen pregnancies have been cut by half and abortion rates are down by two-thirds.
We continue to see increasing uses of contraception and decreased unintended pregnancy, both with first pregnancies and any additional teen pregnancies in the same families.
Middleton says empowering women with resources and the ability to decide for themselves when to have children translates into fewer state and federal dollars spent on health care, food, and other assistance to low-income women and their infants. In 2013, more than 20 million women in the U.S., most living in poverty, turn to public programs for access to reproductive health care. Middleton says she's hopeful Colorado's model will be adopted by other states struggling with high rates of teen pregnancy and abortion. IUDs can cost between $500 and $1,000 each, but Middleton argues that Colorado's upfront investment in making them available to teens has paid off.
The pediatricians and the OBGYNs really flipped the script and realized that using some of these longer acting and reversible methods were a great way to help young women avoid unintended pregnancy until they're really ready to plan a family.
Unintended pregnancy also brings unintended consequences. Colorado's Department of Public Health and Environment warns that those kids are more likely to experience abuse, poor health, and educational challenges, and teen mothers are also less likely to get a high school degree or earn as much as women who wait to have kids. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.